Chris Morning Update, Sunday, April the 30th. 大家好，欢迎来到星期天的早报。那么，谷歌的 CEO Pichai 去年薪酬达到了2亿美元，获为世界最高薪酬 CEO。在欧洲呢，欧盟领导人全体一致通过了与英国谈判的脱欧准则。法国总统奥朗德表示，英国必须就此付出代价。在全运会方面，山东男子运燕乔以2小时32分42秒获得全运会史上首枚群众组马拉松项目金牌。那么在武汉本地新闻方面，2017年羽毛球亚洲锦标赛半决赛，林丹战胜李宗伟，中国队提前锁定男单冠军，陈龙和林丹会师决赛。Alphabet Incorporated awarded Google chief executive Sundar Pichai nearly $200 million in total compensation in 2016, more than twice as much as any CEO of a publicly traded company tracked in the last 2 years. In its annual proxy statement with the Securities and Exchange Commission filed Friday, Alphabet revealed that Pichai was awarded $198.7 million in Alphabet stock in 2016.That's roughly double the stock Pichai received in 2015 when he was named chief executive of Google after the company reorganized as Alphabet. Along with his $650,000 salary and the $372,000 in recognized compensation in the form of personal securities and flights, Pichai received a total compensation of $199.7 million.In 2016, and that was nearly double his 2015 total compensation of $100.7 million. Pichai's total compensation topped the CEO compensation packages tracked by Equilar for the past 2 years. In 2015, Dara Khosrowshahi of Expedia had the highest compensation among CEOs of publicly traded companies at $94.6 million, according to Equilar's annual study.Among proxy statements filed before April the 1st, Equilar find that Thomas Rutledge of Charter Communications was the highest paid CEO for 2016 at more than $98 million. Pichai, though, would not show up at Equilar's list because he is not the CEO of a publicly traded company, but rather of the Google subsidiary within Alphabet.Alphabet CEO Larry Page is the executive who would show up in Equilar's annual study, and Page, along with fellow Google founder and Alphabet president Sergey Brin, accepted only $1 in annual salary and no stock compensation, according to the filing. The European Union leaders unanimously agreed on negotiating guidelines for Brexit talks with the UK on Saturday at a special summit in Brussels.European Council's President Donald Tusk confirmed via Twitter. This is the first summit of 27 EU countries' leaders without Britain since British Prime Minister Theresa May triggered the Article 50 last month. Leaders approved the draft guidelines within 1 minute during the summit, which were issued by Tusk on March 31st. In addition, they also promised to embrace Northern Ireland into the EU if a referendum sees it leave the United Kingdom.And unite with the Irish public. During the summit, Irish Taoiseach Enda Kenny asked fellow members to acknowledge that Northern Ireland would, like East Germany in 1990, automatically enter the EU in the event of unification within the existing member state. A 2016 BBC survey held after the Brexit referendum found that only 22% of people in Northern Ireland would support joining the Republic of Ireland.On the Good Friday Agreement, a border poll can be called if a clear majority of people in Northern Ireland calls for a united Ireland. Talks with Downing Street will begin after the UK's general election on June the 8th. The 27 leaders agree that the talks on a future trade deal with Britain can only start once London agrees divorce terms on citizens' rights, its exit bill and Northern Ireland.The deadline for completing the negotiation is March 29, 2019. And running confidently on the home stretch with a smile on his face, the 30-year-old Yun Yan Chao, a grassroots ultra-marathon runner, clinched the first ever mass marathon gold medal in the 58-year history of China's national games here on this Saturday.A total of 4,128 amateur runners competed in the marathon events at the 13th Chinese National Games, a quadrennial multi-sport competition which only featured professional athletes in the past. The The race was staged under sunny conditions with the temperature soaring to 32 degrees. Yuan from Shandong province, who used to be a power engineer before throwing himself into ultra running, clocked 2 hours 32 minutes and 45 seconds to finish on top of the amateur group, winning with a margin of 39 seconds ahead of runner-up Mo Zhenhua. Tan Hui, a primary school physical education teacher, registered a comfortable victory in the women's mass race, edging out second place Fang Guangsha by nearly 7 minutes with a clocking of 2 hours 55 minutes and 51 seconds. Shi Yanshou, also an ultra runner, clocked 3 hours 6 minutes and 43 to take the bronze medal. The mass participation in marathon is a part of the innovation and reforms introduced to the 13th edition of the National Games by the organizers in a bid to demonstrate comprehensive values at the country's highest level sporting events. Grassroots athletes are allowed to compete alongside professional athletes at games in 19 sports such as swimming, badminton, and table tennis. Inviting mass runners to compete at National Games is just the first step, said Du Zhaotai, Vice President and Secretary General of the Chinese Athletes Association. And next, we will go on to provide them with opportunities to vie for a berth at the national team to compete at the World Championships and Olympic Games. The CAA has already launched a program that aims to select 2 grassroots runners, one man and one woman, to represent China to compete at the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo, Japan. And that's our update on Sunday, and stay tuned for our very first update on May the 1st.